We, Bezras Hashem, will make a siyum today on Shaar Beis, Perek Yud Zayin. And then I just want to say this, on Sunday, Yirtzeh Hashem will have a shiur, and then on Thursday, obviously, we can't have a shiur. See, the Sunday would be nice. Sarah Pace, it would be nice to finish days before Purim, so maybe we'll just do finish Yud Zayin now and try on Sunday to do Perek Yud Ches. And see how that goes. I don't want to rush. No, I don't want to rush, but still like it. But we're in the second part of the Haggah of Perek Yud Zayin. And where he says, Mizeo inyan hakosuv haloich v'karosu ba'ozne Yerushalayim. Right? Everyone's familiar. Koyamar Hashem. Zacharti lachesed nerayah chesed. Zacharti lachesed rayich avas v'osayich lechtech acharai b'midbar b'eretz lezeruah. This is the Navi Yirmiyahu in the name of Hashem praising the Jewish people. But the question here is, before you get into the whole praise, haloich Hashem said, haloch v'karasa ba'ozne Yerushalayim. Go speak to the ears of Jerusalem. What are the ears of Jerusalem? Ozne Yerushalayim, Ozne Bnei Yerushalayim, Ozne Bnei Yisrael, Ozne Klal Yisrael. But Ozne Yerushalayim is an interesting expression. Zacharti lach, and you should tell the Ozne Yerushalayim, Zacharti lach, Chesed Nureich Lechtech Achabrit Rina. So he says, Kina HaKosuv Klal Yisrael B'Shem Yerushalayim, that sometimes Klal Yisrael is called Yerushalayim. So the nickname for Klal Yisrael is Yerushalayim. Why? Right here. Aloich v'karasa ba'azne Yerushalayim. Why? Because there's something special about Yerushalayim. What's special about Yerushalayim is kihi knesis klal Yisrael. That's where the ingathering of klal Yisrael happens. Sheba'aloisam lirois pnei ha'adim Hashem beregel. There's this idea of aliyah beregel. Like, okay, we needed to find a place, and Yerushalayim was more central than Tel Aviv. There's an idea of all of Klal Yisrael coming to Yerushalayim. See, we need to understand Olel Regel. What was the real purpose of Olel Regel? So the Pashut Pshat is Lamantil Madal Yiroi. See that everyone should come and see Yerushalayim, come and see the Makom HaMikdash, come bring a carbon, whatever they were doing. But there's a deeper thing here that everyone should just come. Just come. You see this by Hakel. Everyone should come and be together as Klal Yisrael. So what it really was in the Gedder of Ilu Amanu with Nehar Sinai v'leinosa lano esater dayenu. So the idea of coming together in Yerushalayim created a matzav which is called Klal Yisrael. So Klal Yisrael, this was the case of Klal Yisrael. Everybody has to come. Ba'aloisam leroyis pnei adon Hashem beregel. V'sham kiblu klal Yisrael shefa Torah kedusha v'yira. And by coming, just by being there, you got to be there, right? So just by being there in Yerushalayim, by Aliyas haregel, everyone was makabel shefa Torah kedusha yira. Kol echad shirish achizas nishmasa. Very important. Everybody was makabel, but everybody was makabel something different. Everyone was makabel lefi shorish achizas nishmasai, according to the source and the grasp of their particular neshama. Mikneses Yisrael, where did they makabel? Where were they makabel from? They were makabel from Knesses Yisrael. So let's get our terms right. This is Klal Yisrael. This is Knesses Yisrael. Knesses Yisrael by Amaratzim is used interchangeably with Klal Yisrael. It's a completely different idea. Not completely, but I mean, it's a related idea, but it's not Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael means when the Bnei Yisrael, another term, come together to form a Klal. Klal. So then we're Klal Yisrael. Then imagine, now we're getting our energy from something right on top of us, which is in the Shemayim, called Knesses Yisrael. Knesses Yisrael is the simultaneous ingatherings of all the neshamas of Klal Yisrael. Here's the Shirish. So it's like, being in some kind of a machine where it's wireless, but you're getting zapped and giving zapped. There's this energy going from top to bottom. You scientists will tell me what machine that might be. You can imagine just like a Star Trek, you know, beam me up, Scotty. there's something, you know, like, so here's the Knesset Yisrael, here's the Klal Yisrael. And what's important about the Knesset Yisrael is that is our Shoyrish. But, Lazet Nikras Yerushalayim Shalmala, this is the definition of Yerushalayim Shalmala, Zeshikasuv Avas Kulay Secha, Ratzloimer Klilus. Klilus, like Klilus Secha can mean a lot of things, like Kala, Tachlis. What's a Kala, by the way? What is Kala? What does the word mean? Chasan and Kala. What's a Kala?
Completion.
Can't hear.
Completion.
Doesn't mean a bride. Chasan vikalasai. See? Chasan vikalasai. That which completes him or completes this neshama.
What's chasan mean?
That's chasan probably means chasan. But chasan means like chasan brachus, right? Chasan Torah. So chasan means that you're being omed chasan biyom chupasai. Omed now for a certain hashlama, and this is the kala. The Horea Mekudeshesli makes the kala. So that's the Kulay Sayach. So the same word, kol, klal, kala, tachlis, klilas yoifi, klilay secha. What else? Bechlal. What else? So klal Yisrael and kala. It's all the same thing, but what we're talking about is Klal Yisrael is down here. Shoyrish HaNeshama is here. Now, what's so important about this and so complicated but beautiful about this is that you have this one Yerushalayim Shalmala, Yerushalayim Shalmata, which is the Neshama Klali of Klal Yisrael, which is giving the Shoyrish, which is giving the energy to the Yerushalayim Shalmata. But you also have within that. There's also a million individual wires going on up there, a million individual Sharshay Hanishama, which are connecting to me. And I'm different than my son and my wife, and there's a different Sharish Neshama. So what's important here is that the Bnei Yisrael has one Sharish Neshama, which is different than the Sharish Neshama of all the Goyim, let's say, which is found in Yerushalayim, and it's not by accident in Yerushalayim. Not just that happens to be the cool place, the hangout place for the Sharish HaNeshama. You know, that's not what it is. It's Yerushalayim is the source of the whole world, right? Like Yerushalayim has the Evan Ashasiyah, B'Shemisham, Shasas, Kol Olam Kulay. Everything was created for... Exactly, Yerushalayim. But why Bo? Why there? Because that's the Mako. That's the place, right? You know, Adam Arishain... Right. Adam Arishan was created there. It's not Gan Eden. Gan Eden, I don't know where Gan Eden is, Iraq. But it's not he was created there. And then when he was expelled, and I want to get back to Adam Arishan a minute before we end this prayer. When he was expelled, he and she were expelled from Gan Eden. The Pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent them from Gan Eden and sent them El Habakim Asher Lukach Misham. Lashon of the Pasuk. So Rashi says, the Makom HaMikdash. Because he was created under Bechava, were created in the Makom HaMikdash. So go back to the Makom HaMikdash. Gan Eden was a place on the side, Kilo, but go back to the Makom HaMikdash. So it's not in Gan Eden where we have this beam from Yerushalayim Shalmala. There's no Gan Eden. Well, there is a Gan Eden in Gan Eden Atachim, but it means something different. But there's, to confuse things, there's the Yerushalayim Shalmala, Yerushalayim, that's the Bria. That's the Bria. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bria in the sense of Atzilus, Bria, Yitzira, Asiya. So that's the Bria, and if that's the Bria, that's where everything's coming from. Gam Bechlal v'gam Befrat. Everybody with me on this? Gam Bechlal v'gam Befrat. So we went to Yerushalayim. Two things happened when we were Oyla Regal. Number one is we connected back to the land, which was the source of the whole Bria. That's what you do when you go to the Kaisel, or if you are inclined to the Makom HaMikdash. That's you're connecting to the place of the Bria Soilam. That's what's going on. That's what Yerushalayim is. That's the specifically the Evid Hashasiyah, Dove of the Rock. Yeah, the Rock. assuming that's the rock, but the rock, that's what the dome's all about. That rock is the Makom HaShasiya, belongs to the source of the world. But in that is the Pratim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because in Bria, going for the world of Yetzirah, all of those neshamas are, that's Yerushalayim Shamala. What's happening there is all of those neshamas are broken up into millions of neshamas for all future generations, and that would be us. We need to find our own Sherish HaNeshama there, which is tricky. It's a bit tricky to find your Sherish HaNeshama, which we will learn about. V'zeu inyin Shechina, this is what the Shechina means, HaNiskar B'chol Makayim. Whenever you see the word Shechina, this is what it means. What? Pirsha Poshet Shel Shechina Hailu Kvios Dira. Shechina means I'm the new Shechain on the block. Shechina. K'may Marim Zal.
That's Knesset.
That's the Knesset Yisrael meeting the Klal Yisrael. What Hashem says, I want to find a dira b'tachtoinim. Miyoyim shabara kadosh baruch hu ilama nis'ave sh'yeloi dira b'tachtoinim. I've got my Yerushalayim shabala. I don't need you guys for this. What I need you for is to create a Yerushalayim shabata, so there's a receptor of the Yerushalayim shabala. That is shechina. Iker kviras dirasai. Iker kviras dirasai. Where are you going to live? Hashem lives in Yerushalayim. The Shechina lives in Yerushalayim. Iker kviras dirasai yisbarach shmai haya b'Yerushalayim. Valdik. He's galus kedushasai b'li hislapshus levushin. Now here we're getting cool. He's galus. Look inside here. Where is it? He's galus. What's Yerushalayim? He's galus kedushasai. Believe he slaps just levushin. Everyone's trusting me. What does it mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a giloy in Yerushalayim of his Kedusha. Kedusha revealed, but there's no levush. There's no levush.
Or manifest.
What's a levush?
Mechitza?
No, levush. You see, let's do the next sentence, because otherwise I'll get carried away. V'husha amru chazal b'shabbos kuf mem hei amad beis. The Gemara says in Shabbos kuf mem hei amad beis. The amri inshi. People say, b'masah shamai, b'loi masah toitvai. That people say, when I'm home, my name is good enough. When I go out of town, I need to dress the part. Omar, when you're at home, you don't have to put on if you're with your wife and your children, you don't have to put on your tie and your suit and everything to be choshev. Shamoy, I'm dad. the relationship is clear, but b'loy masa, when you're not at home, toitvay, that's when you have to put on your
uniform.
So I am. So it's Hamish. Yerushalayim is Hamish. You see, I once heard a hesped of a very chash of a person in America, Rosh Yeshiva. So the hesped, the son said that, he says, the son was 60. So the son said, I have to say, I never saw my father without a hat and jacket on. I thought to myself, wow, is that sad? That hit me is so sad. He was saying it like everyone was like, "Whoa, wow!" You know what a tzaddik, what's the tzaddik here? That you don't play chess with your kids, or you do with your hat and jacket on, or where's the connection? I'm just like, so there's got to be a connection. You feel free to disagree with me. I found the hesped to be annoying.
That's your wife's question to you.
That's right. Okay, there's an Indian of kavod at Seabird. There's an Indian of kavod of, you're going to see an adam chash. You dress up. There's no question about it. But the point is that there's a point of Hamishkeit. So what's so interesting is your shlaib is Hamish. Those that are hanging around the Shechina, they're Hamish. Who's also HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hamish there. So there's a certain, so that's my dira. My dira b'tachtoinim. So it's different than when I'm going outside. So what this means in the simple pshat, but I want to get into this a drop. What this means in the simple pshat is something we all need to know, that the Bechlal, like, you know, this is because somebody said to me a few days ago that a woman, she said that she's in a lot of tzar because she felt much closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when she lived in Chutz Laaretz than she does here. So it's a little bit of a, you know, woman thing to say. But it's like sensitive, you know, I'm just saying, very, very sensitive. She said, like, it was different relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I said to her, look, you know, the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Chutz Laaretz is one thing, and the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Eretz Yisrael is a different thing. So you can't compare this relationship to that relationship, two different things completely. And, you know, it's not for nothing sometimes that Eretz Yisrael niknas b'yisurim, and Eretz Yisrael, the good way to put it, and I think these are the words that he's using, is ein levush. Ein levush. On the one hand, like, it's Hamish, you know, God's in his pajamas. It's Hamish.
It's a local call.
It's local. On the other hand, it's much more real. And it's much more...
It's intangible.
Tangible, real. There's no levushim.
No makeup.
Yeah. There's no levushim there. So no levushim can be more midas hadin, it can be more midas hachesed, but everything is stronger.
More direct.
More stronger, yeah. Yeah, it's a much stronger thing. Like you're bebeis hamelach, you're bepalchin shemelach. So your relationship is different. You're used to one relationship for 50 years. Now you have another relationship, and it's a different relationship. In a way, it's a harder relationship. In a way, it's a closer relationship. This is not pashut. Everyone, whether you can put your finger on it or not, everybody who's lived in Chutz Laaretz and lived here, and if you're hearing what I'm saying, I presume that's true of everybody, everybody has somehow worked out that there's a different relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is different. I think once you can get past it and get into it, it's the most beautiful thing in the world. But it's not just about like the Zionist dream or you know, Tzahal protecting us. There's something different. There's a different relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu here. So, and that's called, let me look at the words again, Hiskalos Kedushasai B'li Hislavshus Levushin. There's no Levush here. No kapata. This is no melech. You're going into the melech's living room. No crown. No big day malchus. It's a different thing. Hamish. I want to show you two things, but let me just introduce the question quickly here. We have a Sharish Neshama, meaning halavai, we'd understand. You want to understand your goof, you go to the doctor. You want to understand your nefesh, you go to a therapist. You want to understand your ruach, you go to a rabbi. Because ruach is where the... you know, the makom of Bechir Chafshis is, and the makom of Taiva. You want to understand your neshama? I don't know. Maybe you go to a Chassidish Rebbe, but I don't know how to understand a neshama. It's guesswork, as far as I know. You want to understand Chaya Yechida? From Tzaddik says, he says, I can't understand it. We know what it is, but I don't understand it. So what good is it? What good is it to know that there's a Sherish HaNeshama if we have no way to understand what our Sherish HaNeshama is? If we would know what our Sherish HaNeshama is, we would know exactly how to decide the certain things in life. But I just want to show you two things here. Sherish HaNeshama. First of all, Tzadik, Tzidkas HaTzadik. This, by the way, I do my book sales here. This is a beautiful new edition of Tzidkas HaTzadik. Reb Tzadik, and the beauty is that it has a beer on the bottom, first in history. But he says here, in Reish Samech Beis, it's at the very end, second to the last chapter, Reish Samech Gimel, rather. He says as follows. Listen carefully, because it's just perfectly parallel with what we're saying. Hamachshava dibor umaisa detayra mitzvais, heim levushay kavod la'adam. What are levushim? What are the levushim of a person? So, what's the spiritual jacket and tie? So the answer is machshava. That sounds machshava, dibur, umaisa, the Torah, mitzvahs. The mani mechabdusa, those are the levushim, meaning a levush is external. Nobody is saying we shouldn't do Torah mitzvahs and machshava taiva, but that's external to the neshama. As I said, there's nefesh, there's ruach, there's neshama, sharish neshama. Ubamasai shamai, but when I'm at home, just go by name. Hainu b'makam shayrish hanefesh, exactly what the Nefesh HaChaim is saying. If you would be able to climb to the place of shoresh hanefesh, hakavod hu kefi etzem mailos hanefesh. It's not what I do, it's who I am at that place. Ubaloi masai, but if you're not at home, hainu b'olam hazeh. B'chein b'gan Eden, toisvai. Hakavod kefi alavushim demachshava dibur omaisa b'toyro u'mitzvos shemisagel. So do you understand? There's no mitzvos in Shemayim. Kivan shadam meis nasa pater min ha-mitzvos. No mitzvos. That's why there's a loyeg l'rush when you go to a beis hakfaras. Right? We can do mitzvos. Meisim can't do mitzvos. Why not? It's a good thing. Mitzvos are a good thing. It's a levush. It doesn't make any sense to have levushim in an oilam ha-emes. In Shema is that much closer, there's no levushim. So all you're talking about is the person himself. You're left with your neshama. That's what you're left with. You're left with your neshama. It's not a bad thing to, you know, I mean, dying, you know, at the right time is okay. You're just shedding a goof. But you're shedding the levush. It's a burden. It becomes burdensome. You come home, you take off your jacket. Yeah? So you come to Shemayim. It's not about Torah mitzvahs, but the good part is, or the good part, the easy part is not about Torah mitzvahs. Oh, I don't have to put on tefillin today, says this neshama. However, what's left must be very good. What's left must be very, very good. So he says here, see, even Gan Eden, Reb Tzadok says earlier, you see that Adam Arishon Koidem HaChet had no levush. And when they did a chet, Adam and Chavan did a chet, so Vayaslam Kosnois, or Hashem had to make them levushim. Not because it was cold and they had to protect themselves from the thorn in the thicket, but the koitz v'dardar was a different klala. Kosnois means that it's no longer about what you are be'etzem, it's about what you're doing now. That was the paradigm shift. Yeah?
It's not what you're, your essence, but what you're doing.
It's not what you do, it's what you are. And when you're not in touch with what you are, meaning expelled from Gan Eden, or for that matter, in this world, which Chazal give a mashal to being out of town for the neshama, neshama's out of town, so then it's a lot about what you do. Mm-hmm. See, you come to a place where nobody knows you.
And that's the only path back to who you are.
But, right, you obviously can't stop with that. but you need a levush. Olam hazeh requires a levush. But what's important here is this. What's important is that it would be very cool to get in touch with the Shoresh HaNeshama. See, if you could do this for people, if you could help them find their Shoresh HaNeshama, you're saving their whole life. But how do you do it? What's the Shoresh HaNeshama? What? Now, this is not about the levushim. That's already like, you know, telling somebody what to wear. You know, so you go to a posek and it tells you you should wrap your tefillin this way, wrap your tefillin that way. I'm not diminishing its importance at all. I wear tefillin every single day, Baruch Hashem. I'm all for it. But what I'm saying is that these things, the levushim of tefillin, of which hashkacha you use, those are levushim. They don't necessarily define who I am and what I am, right? They're not really a definition of my essence. So it's only after, without that levush. That, taking off that levush, is the part. There's very little creativity or individuality allowed for a person when it comes to halacha, isn't that true? I mean, what's the individuality here? I mean, people are trying, you know, like they get to stay, you know, sterling silver boxes for their tefillin, and you know, this is an expression of me. There, people do all kinds of cool things to try to express themselves religiously, but ba'atzim, like, we're all doing pretty much the same thing. You can't express your creativity by eating rabanut. That's just who I am. doesn't work. Yeah, you have to, you know. So maybe a little bit like, am I Hasidish? Am I Litvish? Am I Svardi? Maybe that's a little bit, but that's already, you know, that's maybe one step deeper in. But where is the makom for individuality and creativity? The answer is that's the tchum, not of the nefesh, which is halacha. It's the tchum of the neshama and shurish haneshama. That's the tchum for individuality. How do you find it, and how does it manifest itself? So I started reading a few days ago to you the Gro, but we never did it, and I don't want to finish Yud Zayin without reading this Gro. So the Vilna Gaon in Mishle, Parag Gimel, Pasuk Lamed Beis. No. Take it back. So we'll get to that in a second. Mishle Tezayin. Pasuk Dalad. Pasuk says, Kol Po'al Hashem Lema'anehu V'gam Rasha L'yoyim Ra. Maybe we'll get into the Pasuk. But I just want to read you this Gro. The Gro says, L'chol Adam V'adam, Lashon of the Gro, L'chol Adam v'Adam yesh loy derech bifnei atzmoy leilech boy. Every single individual has a particular path that he or she needs to take. I can't walk on your path, you can't walk on my path. Ki ein daitam doyme ze lezeh, ein partzufeim doymem ze lezeh. We're different. We're created different. And the reason we're created different is because we have a different derech to walk on. Ve'ein teva shnei bnei adam shava. I don't think, Yitzhak, you're quoting the appropriate pasuk, because chanoich l'naro pi darkoi means something a little bit different. What that means is that, look, if you're not being mat'im, the chinuch, to this child, so it's not going to work. The chinuch is not going to take. Here's a different story. Different nekuda. There's a different nuance. That this kid who's got a different derech is not supposed to be the same as somebody else. It's a different nekuda in the normal understanding, the regular understanding of chinuch l'naro pi darkei. You're good with math, you know. So we're gonna give you sort of a more mathematical program. You're better with visual things. We'll give you more of a visual program. Chanoch l'nar al pidarkei. I'm not saying that that's really what it means, but that's the way it's used, and that's what everybody likes to pay lip service to. But nobody does that. I've never yet found a school that's chanoch l'nar al pidarkei, even though it's in the masthead and the logo of every single school. You know, we give each child individual attention. I don't know why they write that. They don't. they don't. It's not true. But that's a different.
Eish Kodesh says we don't know how to do it anymore.
Eish Kodesh has a whole haktama about this, but that's not the nekuda that we're talking about. You know, but a very chashuv rav told me once that he thinks that the Iker of a school is like everybody comes into the school like different. They have different families, different makeup, different backgrounds, different countries that they came from in Europe, you know. And our job is to get everybody to be the same. I think it's like absolutely the worst thing I ever heard in my life. It's horrible. But it's also, that's what he said, like, you know, like we got to knock that garbage out of this and just get everybody to be exactly the same. That's
the melting pot.
Yeah, the melting pot. But this is at least a melting pot, everyone becomes one. Here they become the same.
It's conformism.
Yeah, well, I don't know, is it Mao Zedong? I don't know who's, you know, I don't know who's who came up with this, but it's certainly not Judaism, that's for sure.
Actually, it's
but,
a little bit like Waze. Everybody puts in a different question. Everybody gets a different answer.
Okay, that's what it's supposed to be.
Right.
But I'm saying that it's not our system.
Each one gets an answer that responds to this question.
And based on where you are. So here we're saying something that it's meant to be exactly the opposite, as this guy said. It's meant to be that everybody is different, because otherwise, like Rashi says on that Gemara, Ein Partzufeim Doimais, if Hashem would make two people exactly the same, so what's the point of making one of them as extra? And there's no extras here. You don't need two people to do the same thing. You know, why should I be like you? You'd be like me. You see, again, I want to emphasize this. We pay lip service to this, but we don't really believe it. I'm telling you, you got to really. But this is the Vilna Gaon, and he tells us why we don't believe. Ve'ein teva shnei bnei adam shavu kishahayu. Now here's so gevaldik. Kishahayu neviim, history lesson. There used to be neviim, Yeshayahu, Yirmiyahu, neviim. Hayu holchim etzel neviim. People would go to the navi, lidroishes Hashem. Where does it say that? By
Rivka.
So Rivka wanted to understand when she went to the navi. She wanted to understand about Mishvayis Reitz to Abana Bekirba. What is, not what's going on with my pregnancy, go to an obstetrician. What did she want to know? She wanted to know, what is the Shurish HaNeshama of these children? Something is, they're so different. What is their Shurish HaNeshama? That's what you go to a Navi for. That's what you go to Shem Meivir for. You want to have that nevuah. So Haya Navi Oimer. So the Navi would tend to say, you get an audience with the Navi. In other words, you make an appointment with the Navi.
So what if he tells you, you have an evil Nishama?
Sure, who not evil, use it differently. Everybody has the right to. Well, we like Nehu. I like Asa. Haya Navi Oimer Alpi Mishpat HaNevuah. So Navi would say, by the Mishpat HaNevuah, Darkoi Asher Yelech Boi Lefi Sharish Nishmasa Lefi Teva Gufa. So don't you wish you had that service? You understand something like David had his personal Navi, Nasana Navi. So it was like a personal trainer, a spiritual trainer. It's coach. That's what it was. Yeah, I have a Navi. You know, when I was a rabbi in Buffalo, so I didn't have any people in my kehillah. So what I used to do is I just went around from office to office, Reform Jews, and I used to learn with them. Let me learn with you for a half an hour a week. You're a vice president of the Federation. You should know a little bit about Judaism. Let me learn with you. And people bought into it. So they did it. So I didn't, no price, no anything, learn anything you want. And I used to learn with all these Reform guys and became Chabur. That's how I built the kehillah. It was hard work. I was young. But that's what I did every hour by hour. That's what I did. But I remember I used to meet with this very, very wealthy man. And he said to me, I remember asking me, he says, you learn with this one, you learn with that one. You go here, you go there, you have a shul. You know. He said, how much would it cost me to get my own rabbi? It's like, you know what, I'm going to fly United. I'm going to take the bus. You know, I have to, you know, do it and say, I'm going to share. Like, I'm my own rabbi. So
Ron Perlman, Ron Perlman has that on every side. He has a minion in his house, and he bought
a rabbi.
He's living in the community.
I don't know, Ron, I'd like to. But I explained to he was coming from a good place, but I explained to this guy that you're missing the whole, you know, like you don't hire a rabbi like you do your cook, your butler, your driver. Like the rabbi's supposed to tell you what to do. Like you're kind of missing the whole.
You were offering him timeshare and he wants to buy the whole
thing. He wants to buy the whole thing, right. It was going to fly United like everybody else. Like, you're going to get your own jet. But it was just like his concept was interesting. But David Abela had a Nasan HaNavi. He had a personal Navi, as did many. Shmuel HaNavi was a personal Navi. So besides for them, the famous Nevuahs of saying there's going to be a Chorban Beis HaMikdash, there's going to be a Binyan Beis HaMikdash, or there's such a thing as the Maaseh Merkava, the main day-to-day, day-by-day, hour-by-hour, 9-to-5 job of the Navi, Tomer Dvara HaNavi, was sitting under a tree, and she was giving Eitzah. And her Eitzah was, what she was able to see, with Nevuah, was the Sherish Neshama of every single Yid. Beautiful. And once she saw the Sharish Neshama, a person knows what to do. That's your place. This is what you should do. How did that manifest itself? Be a teacher, be a sofer, be a singer, be a doctor. I don't know. I don't know what it was, but I just know that a lot of people out there are doing things. You see, I don't know. I have no idea. I'm not a Navi. I have no idea what a person's Shorish Neshama is. But what you can know is whatever it is, you're not hitting it. You know, like, people are being wasted and people are doing what everybody else is doing and they're not playing into their Shorish Neshama. What's your Shorish Neshama? Further afield. I don't know. But you have to have some kind of a gilui from Shemayim. But he says, sometimes, if you're lucky, the Ramban says at the beginning of Bamidbar, in the Hakdama, he says that every during the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, every Jew had the opportunity to spend a second with Moshe Rabbeinu. You're talking about a few million people. And a busy man, yeah. Did you ever see that's where he says, that's when the Ramban says it, but the it wasn't just that he counted them, a second, Bach Shrebi. You ever see by the Ger Rebbe, on Yontif, so thousands and thousands of people come, and the Rebbe sits there. Did you ever see this?
Yeah.
Run by. If you can't run, if you're over 90, they let you jog. Run by. The Rebbe sits there, a million people. I don't know how many people come there, 50,000 people. They just run by. Just Shalom Aleichem, Shalom Aleichem. That's the way it goes. Just run. It's an interesting thing to see. Bob Jarevi was a slow moving machine, you know, like L'Chaim, L'Chaim Tzurich Mishol, a different thing, but a lot of people. So Moshe Rabbeinu saw everybody for a second. Why? What was the point? Nice to meet you. I'm Moshe. I'm your leader. What is the point? The point is that he told everyone their Shorish HaNeshama in a second. That was the Nevuah. This is bigger than getting the Torah. This is the biggest thing that we had for Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what the Goyin says. Ahaya Navi Omer Al Pi Mishpat HaNevuah Darkoi Asher Yelech Boi Lefi Shorish Nishmasai Ulefi Teva Gufai. This is what you should do.
Even your Karyo Guf interacted with your Neshama.
Everything. Afi Al Pi Teva Gufai. V'zeu La'adam Arche Leiv. Right? We say Anyantiv. I'm Rosh Hashanah. Li'adam Arche Leiv. Umei Hashem Ma'aneh Loshem. A person can prepare their leiv to be Mekabel, what is it that I should do? But La'ashem Ma'aneh Loshon. That's the Navi. La'ashem Ma'aneh Loshon. That's the Navi. La'adam Marchilev Shaloi, Loyahaya Rak, Laroich Levavai, Lidreshes Hashem, like Rivka came to be Dereshes Hashem, Bechol Levavai, Umahaya Ma'aneh Loshon, Ayidea Navi, Eich Yisnaheg. Says the Vilna Gaon. And here we change the tone to Tisha B'Av, Kishabat La Nevuah. What do we do when there's no Nevuah? We're walking around. What's our job? Tell me what our job is. What's my job description? I'm walking around here. You hired me. What's my job? So the Gaon says, all is not lost. Haisa Ruach HaKodesh B'Yisrael. There was still some Ruach HaKodesh. Yishat Sasa Yodiyana Echli Snaik. And somehow or another, through Ruach HaKodesh, which is not Nevuah. Nevuah is Hashem talking through this person. That's what the word Nevuah means. Nevuah means Dvar Hashem Eli Lemor. Koyamar Hashem. That's Nevuah. Ruach HaKodesh is me talking to you, or you talking to me. But I'm not talking from my gut. I'm not talking from my seichel. I'm talking from my Ruach. Remember, Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama.
Is that what the Hosef means?
You got me. So there's Ruach HaKodesh. Listen to the Gra. Yeah, he didn't go to the Chosen. But Ruach HaKodesh, Yesh L'chol Adam V'Adam. Ruach HaKodesh, Yesh L'chol Adam V'Adam. Every person has Ruach HaKodesh. Ach. And here's the Gra butt. Here's the butt of the Gra. Ashrei Adam Lo Yachshev Hashem Lo Avayin Ve'in Baruchai Ramiyah. The problem is, this is the problem, that your Ruach, if you can get in touch with your Ruach, which we should be able to do because we've been learning about it for a half a year here, if you can get in touch with your Ruach, we're not even talking about your Neshama, you have to make sure that the Ruach is clean, Ve'in Baruchai Ramiyah. And what this means is that a person, like all the Svarim say, about the Musar Svarim say, the Chassidish Svarim say, a person's ruach will go with your negias. It'll go where it's more convenient, cognitive dissonance. I will make my ruach work to make it work for my goof. This is what I feel is my sharish neshama. I need to marry a shiksa. I can't tell you how many times I've heard that. It's not funny, really, but I hear it all the time. I have to do what my ruach is telling me to do. It's ruach shtus. Meaning ruach, it's gaiva. Ein baruchai remia. So yes, we have ruach hakodesh, but how can you cleanse? How can you tap into the ruach hakodesh? Right, vayipach ba'apov nishmas chaim. How do you connect? That's the ruach. Don't forget, is the connector, the segue between the neshama and the goof and the nefesh. So how do you connect into it? Well, first make sure that it's connected and it's clean. Make sure it's clean. She'ein baruchai shum doifi. This is what the pasuk means. Rabbi's machshava is blavish. Atzas Hashem hisakul. Aval, another but. Mi yoimar zachisi libi. Zachisi libi, probably the word is. Who can say that my lev is zach? Yes, he's saying. Aval. Mi yoimar zachisi libi. It's a pasuk in Tillim, by the way. Mi yoimar zachisi libi. Perek Yutes. She'ein baruchi remiya. Who can make that comment? Ve'ein tivoy misave v'noite chutz midvar rezoni Yisrael. And here's the secret to the whole thing. That the ruach works, I believe. We don't have a navi. We have Ruach HaKodesh. We don't have too many Choizim and Lublins. So, okay, everybody has Ruach HaKodesh. You don't have to be the Choizim. Why? Because everybody can be Zoyfet to this. It's not a gift from Hashem. It's, everybody has it automatically, built in. It's built in. How does it work if it's being motivated by the Ratzon Hashem and not motivated by the Ratzon HaGuf? And this is so simple but so vital, because this is the Iker of being a Torah Jew, that the ruach is the place of, you know, ruach as opposed to domains. Ruach is the place which is causing movement. It's motivating me. It's making me move. It's making me go. This is what I want to do. My ambition is in the ruach. What's driving the ambition? You can say, well, he's a very ambitious young man. But what's driving the ambition? It's not impressive if it's just being driven by taiva. What's so impressive about that? People like it.
Is it misave lashon taiva or lashon ibud?
Taiva.
Taiva.
Ve'ein tivoy misave v'noite chutz midvar rezoni Yisbarach. So if my ruach is all about, see, ruach, right? If my ruach, my ambition is all about doing the ratzon Hashem, then I'm able to tap into Ruach HaKodesh. Then my Ruach becomes Ruach HaKodesh. What's important about having Ruach HaKodesh? Not that you could be clairvoyant and tell people where they lost their watch. The idea of being of Ruach HaKodesh is to be able to tap into, if nothing else, your own Sharish HaNeshama. And if you could tap into your own Sharish HaNeshama, so that is, and let me just review the whole thing now that we're done, that's the difference between Levushim and Atzmai. Because the Levushim, that's relatively easy. This is what you should wear. This is what you should do. This is how we do it over here. This is the minhag. Yafet. It's a chashuv. But I'm looking to tap in within that to the sharish mind, sharish and Hashem. I don't know what to do. It's very difficult for somebody to marry the right person if you don't know what to do, except for the rely on shomer psoyim Hashem. Yeah. Shomer psayim Hashem. Hashem does the right thing. But,
Or young.
That's a Pesi. And they tell, oh, it's a very, very good guy. So Pesi Yamin L'chol Davar. it's very difficult for mature people to find the right shidduch, because once you're mature, you have more seichel. Oh, this is terrible what I'm saying, no? it's emes. So here's the point that, you know, you want to get, the levushim have to be correct. The levushim have to be right. We have to dress appropriately. We have to put on tefillin appropriately. We have to go according to the minhag hamakom. We have to keep Shabbos. We have to keep kosher. Ein shela, level one, nefesh. That's nefesh. That's what we have to do. But we have to do that because we were evicted from Gan Eden. That's why we have to do that. We have to do that because we're part of Olam Haza, and that's the way Olam Haza works. That's the way it works. But there's another madrega of Beseder. I'm doing all that. But what are we? And here I believe you'll have a machlokes, if I may, between the Chozim Lublin and the Gra. Because I think that in the Hasidic world, it's more common to try to tap in at least, or even have somebody else tap into that Shorish HaNeshama and say, I think we have it. And I think in the Gra's world, I'd be very, very careful with this because your taiva is biased. But I have an answer. So I can make shalom between everybody in this. It's very simple. It could be that we ourselves, let me leave you with this thought for Purim. It could be that we ourselves, mi yoimar, who can say about themselves, she'ein beruchai shum doifi. Who could say that I'm not being swayed by what I really want to do? The not rationalizing my ruach or compromising my ruach, or as I said before, creating dissonance in my ruach because of what I really want to do. Look, I really want to live here, or I really want to make money, or I really want to marry this person. Do you know? Somebody told me something once, and I hate to say it, but I think it's got a lot of truth to it because it's a painful thing. But somebody told me that when people call for a shidduch, a lot of people put me down as a reference for their kids' shidduchim. You can do the same if you're, but the thing is, like, I'm honest, you know. I'm just saying, it's like you know, but it just shows you how people deceive themselves, because people who I know, they did terrible things, like they still put me down as a reference for a shidduch. Okay, so but somebody once said to me about on this topic of being a reference for a shidduch, that, you know, he finds a rabbi told me this in Muncie. He said, Rabbi Breslauer, that's who told me this. He said, you know something? He said, it doesn't really make a difference what you say when people call you. I said, why is that?
So he says, American mind over
there. Yeah, he says, you could have people call, and if they want that thing to go through, you can say things like, look, you know, I have to tell you the truth, you know, he's a drug addict. So you can't judge a person for being a drug addict. You know, happened with me. Like, I just want to tell you, just for the transparency. Like, you know, the father has been in jail for 11 years. You know, was it white collar or blue collar? You know, the people are hearing what they want to hear. On the other hand, if somebody for some reason is against the shidduch, and they're just calling because their wife was making them call or whatever it is. So you could call, this is the best guy in Lakewood. This is the most chashuv in the neshama. He's a genius. He's about midos. He's rich. Everything. You know, rich is nothing. But he's a good guy. Knows how to learn. So what? The Rapa Carson that know how to learn. You know, midos, flaky. Like, you can touch everything this way. You can touch everything that way because you're starting with a premise, and now everything's going with this. Ruchai Ramiya. Ruchai Ramiya. But here's the thing. Here's the answer. Is that the answer? The answer is that we can't, possibly we can't trust our own Ruach HaKodesh, but maybe you can trust somebody else's Ruach HaKodesh, or trust somebody else to see your Ruach HaKodesh. Because that person, in other words, once you go to somebody outside of yourself, so then they don't have that problem. They can see things objectively. So I think, look, nobody hears a Navi. Ruach HaKodesh is hard to come by. You got to work on it. But it's much easier for somebody else than it is to have it yourself, because it's not all clouded up. Your own Ruach HaKodesh is clouded up. Almost anything you think about, should I or shouldn't I, whether it's getting married or getting divorced or taking this job, moving here, moving there, it's clouded. It's all clouded. So let me tell you something, and tell me if you agree with me. I was invited to England to speak to the all the rabbis of the, what's it called, the Federation? Is that what it's called in England? Federation rabbis? Yeah, like 50, 60 rabbanim, chashuv rabbanim. And I spoke to them. I came, I thought I was going to speak to them for 45 minutes. They said, no, this is 5 hours. Five hours. Yeah, 5 hours, I don't know. Like, that's an English thing. 5 hours. The truth is, I couldn't cover what I wanted to say. And they listened. They listened and they asked. And they talked. It was a big schus for me because these people were much more chashuv than I were. Many of them poskim and very, very chashuv of people. But like an outsider, that was the point. An outsider. But I said to them as follows. I said, it took me a long time in the rabbinate to figure out what I'm not. You know, like, I'm not a Navi. I'm not a therapist. I'm not a doctor. I'm not even that big of a Talmud Chacham. So why is this person coming and talking to me? Like, what do I have to offer? But, you know, there people feel compelled to give sort of prophetic advice or to give psychological advice and even medical advice or advice about things that they really don't know anything about. So or not more than anybody else. So okay, maybe you read a book, but, you know, not serious. It's not like you have a PhD in any of those things. So what is the tachlis of coming and speaking to a rav, let's say? The tachlis is very simple. Somebody can be objective. It's a very simple thing. Tell the truth. It's very painful for people to tell the truth. And if I'm in a position that I have to tell the truth, I tell people, look, do you want to hear the truth? Everybody says yes. I don't know why. They don't really mean it, but what are they supposed to say? They say yes. You might need to back this up with a therapist. Go to a therapist. I'm not a therapist. Don't come back here every Wednesday at 7 o'clock. I'm not a therapist. I don't know how to do that. I'm not a doctor. But I can tell you the truth. I can tell you what's going on, and it's very, very painful to because people's minds are so, I'm not saying gaiva, but they're so traumatized and they're so blurred and messed up in the things that they want to do and the things that they've done and decisions that they've made and different types of abuse that they've done or they've received, all kinds of things that they don't see the MS. So sometimes the Ruach HaKodesh, and I believe this is possible, can come from another person. But I don't know, that's the person's Ruach HaKodesh and you're just seeing it, or it's the person who's talking Ruach HaKodesh, or just a chesed, I don't know. But the point is that what I want to end off by saying is that at the end of the day, you need to be mispalel to find your Sharish HaNeshama. Because without the Sharish HaNeshama, we're walking around like robots. It's like a suit. You know how they say in the corporate world, here comes a suit. There's a suit coming. There's nothing there. He's another suit, just another suit, just another pretty face. It's not real. So the only way to be real, maybe Tefillah, Ruach HaKodesh, Navi, maybe Hashem will give us Nevi'im again, maybe he'll give us another Gera Rebbe, Lubavitcher Rebbe, or something, I don't know what, but Chozim in Lublin. But the thing is, what we can do, though, is work for the honesty. Because once we have the honesty, then, if we're 100% honest, then we could tap into that Ruach HaKodesh. You need help with that, go to somebody else. But it's all about cleaning out that pipe of the Ruach HaKodesh. And once you know what your Sharish HaNesham is, it's gewald. Wow, you're a man with a mission. You're going and you're doing. I want to say one thing. I think I might have said this a couple of weeks ago. Just if you don't mind, give me another second. But you know, Mordechai said to Esther, go talk to Achashverosh. And she said, Lo Simkin, let's speak to Achashverosh about helping the Jews, No, Mi Odeya Im La'is Kazos, Igatz L'Malchus. Maybe this is your moment. Take it, do the moment. Don't Al Tachrishi. This is not the time to be quiet. I think, subtle, but I think that we have the pshat completely wrong. It's not that Mordechai was telling Esther, this is your moment. Mi yodea im leis kazos higat l'malchus. Mi yodea, we all know that's why she was the malchus. It's something else. Esther had, at this point in her life, the story might take 40 minutes to read. This was a lifetime thing. This took years to unfold. Esther became, somehow or another, she won beauty pageants. She was at the right place at the right time. And over a series of years, she became close to the Melech. She became a gvir. She was a wealthy person. She was, all of a sudden, she became the first lady. But this was her lifestyle. She was in a high corporate, political, wealthy society. And here's Mordechai, who was like the nudnik, and saying, you know, can you get a donation? Maybe you could talk to him about breaking the lo sim game. Well, this is not the way it works in the Beis HaMelech. You can't just go and talk about the Beis HaMelech, my personal needs, because I've got an Uncle Mordechai. Like, you know, this is not the way it works. But every Uncle Mordechai wants you to do that, right? Can't just say a good word for me. Say a good word for your brothers and sisters, for the Jewish people. So Mordechai told her something. Esther, al tachrishi ki hamazeh. Your whole life came to what it is. Not this moment. Your whole life came to what it is. Why did you win that beauty pageant 10 years ago? Why did you end up even applying for it? Why were you Shisha Chadoshim B'Shemen Hamor and Shisha Chadoshim B'Abasamim? Why are you in the Beis HaMelech? Why are you the fairest of them all? Why are you in this life? Why are you in the White House? And the answer is, Le'ez Hazais. Your whole tachlis of your whole life, don't lose the purpose of your whole life. Hashem gave you a whole life. So I'm thinking to myself, like, Hashem gave everybody a whole life. Some of it is wealth, some of it is poor, some of it is talent. We all have a thing, you know, we all have a whole life. What you have to think of is, okay, this is the life, now what? So the Sheresh HaNeshama is what's telling us where to direct that Cadillac that we've developed and how to take it and where to go. Because otherwise, So it's the Sheresh HaNeshama. So here's the bracha, here's the tefillah. I heard that on Purim there's a special skula to daven. I'll tell you where I saw this in the Bar Ditchever, in the Kedushas Levi, I think on Purim. And there,
for children. Mm-hmm. Kedushas Levi says for children is a skula, no?
To daven for your no for children, he says, but also to daven to know your tachlis and to know your tachlis in life. I think it's the Kedushas Levi. Not mistaken. So why? Because that's where Esther realized her tachlis and saved the whole Jewish people. She didn't know. She didn't know. That's the amazing thing. Mordechai had to tell her. She didn't know.
The Ruach HaKodesh came from him.
Yeah, I think.
She couldn't see it.
Yeah, except that the Gemara says that Esther Ruach HaKodesh HaSabai. The Gemara does say that. Okay, happy Purim. Thanks. Mir Hashem Sunday. Yeah.